This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Each year, hundreds of thousands of travelers drive through Arizona's scenic Oak Creek Canyon on their way to Sedona's famous Red Rocks. In May, a wildfire scorched 21,000 acres of that canyon, and residents say the fire could have been extinguished much sooner if they'd been able to get a cell phone signal. The lack of cell service is a problem in many parts of the country. KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports from Flagstaff.
On the afternoon of May 20th, travelers driving through Oak Creek Canyon noticed a plume of smoke. Since they couldn't get a cell signal, they kept driving the windy road until they reached the fire station, 10 minutes away.
But I was very, very worried. I just thought this fire was moving so fast.
Lodge owner Mary Garland watched the blaze devour hundreds of trees and come right up to her property line.
I really thought the lodge was going to be burned.
First responders actually kept the flames from reaching the lodge and all of the other homes and businesses in the canyon. Chris Kazian is the Sedona fire chief.
Minutes are crucial. Seconds are crucial. Quick access makes the difference in our business.
Cell phone service is the key to living in modern society.
Canyon resident John David Herman worries about all of the potential emergencies you could have in a 12-mile-long cell phone dead zone.
You drove here, you could have had a flat tire, you could have gone off the road, I mean, had a heart attack. A million things could have happened, and you'd still be there.
There are hundreds of places like Oak Creek Canyon. If you look at a map of a cell phone provider's service, there are large swaths of the country that have no cell signal. The solution seems simple, erect more cell towers. In places like Oak Creek Canyon, Verizon and AT&T say the rugged terrain is a challenge. Sprint says erecting towers in places with few people is just too expensive. It costs about $25,000 a tower, and that's not including the permits.
None of the carriers are going to do what we want them to do for the sake of 50 families in this community.
But the carriers might put in cell towers for the thousands of travelers who drive through the canyon every day, says Mike Keeling. He's a cell phone engineer turned lawyer.
That traffic is a determiner for the operators of the cellular companies as to where they put their towers.
Keeling says a long unpopulated stretch of highway between Phoenix and Las Vegas, for example, has cell towers because it's so heavily traveled by their subscribers.
And now if there were lots of folks there, then the return on investment would be available for a Verizon or AT&T or Sprint.
The federal government is working on a $7 billion program called FirstNet, which would get all first responders on the same cellular frequency. And that would put cell towers in those dead zones. But that program is still in its design phase. So for now, Fire Chief Chris Kazian is making do with an old emergency siren.
They're just a siren that notifies you. There's no voice and there's no means to tell you what to do once that siren's activated. Everyone just run in panic.
People often come to Oak Creek Canyon to get away from technology like cell phones. But as John David Herman says, it sure would be nice to have the option of turning that cell phone on to dial 911. In Flagstaff, I'm Laurel Morales for Marketplace.